This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with actor Patrick Warburton in just a moment. You know him as the dim-witted putty from Seinfeld. Now he's in two new movies, Joe Dirt 2 and Ted 2. And you'll enjoy hearing what he has to say about his family. Now, what women can learn from men. According to Margaret Wente, a writer for the Globe and Mail, men get to the point. It usually takes 6 emails or maybe 8 or 10. No one wants to be pushy, but do you have time for lunch? What day works for you? Where would you like to go? Here's how men arrange lunch. Hey, Fred, let's have lunch next Tuesday at 1 at Il Bistro. If that works for you, good. The end. Men are direct. They don't think emotions are all that interesting. Women are overly sensitive to emotions. They tend to get all caught up in the process. She says men don't hold grudges. Women are allergic to conflict. When we clash with someone, we turn it over and overhead in our minds and brood on it forever. Men just let it go. They can get furiously angry with each other, and 2 weeks later, they're the best of friends. Women would be better off if we didn't take stuff so personally. Men externalize their failure, she says. When men fail at something, they're likely to blame it on their subordinates, their boss, market conditions, bad luck, or sunspots. They seldom blame themselves, and if they do, they get over it quickly. When women fail at something, they're likely to conclude that they're no good, and who are we kidding anyway? The only solution is to go home, have a martini, and remind yourself that no man would ever think like this. I used to think these traits meant that men were more insensitive and shallow. Now I know that we're just different. Actor Patrick Warburton is different. He gained fame as Elaine's boyfriend, Putty, on Seinfeld. Now you can see him in two new sequels, Joe Dirt 2 and Ted 2.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I love your voice. I love everything you've ever done. And we've talked before, and I told you no one delivers a line like Patrick Warburton.
You're too kind, Mike. You're too kind.
I know.
Nobody delivers a line like Mike.
To Patrick Warburton. So everything's good?
Yeah, everything's great. I'm actually out here right now. I'm in New York. I live on the West Coast, so it's always fun for me to be in Manhattan. I love the city.
Now, of course, Seinfeld was set in New York, but you shot it out in L.A., right?
Yes. Every TV show I've ever done has taken place in New York, but shot in California. I did a show called Less Than Perfect years ago. It took place in New York, shot at CBS Radford in Los Angeles. Rules of Engagement takes place in New York. We shot that out in L.A. Seinfeld. Shot that out in L.A. So, that's been the trend for me, Mike.
Yeah, well, so everybody thinks you really know New York, but you're really just a visitor to New York.
I grew up in Huntington Beach, California. Yeah, but I was born in New Jersey, and this is the thing. So even though I left when I was 3 years old, I would always, in meetings and auditions, I would always tell people it's a little fraudulent that I was from New Jersey, because that would give me more street cred as an actor than if I were to say that, dude, I grew up in Huntington Beach, ditching class and surf and bra.
Jersey has a certain swag to it, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely.
Whereabouts in New Jersey?
Patterson.
Oh, okay.
I hear it's beautiful. Yeah.
You just said about Rules of Engagement, so you're teaming up with one of your co-stars again for Joe Dirt 2.
Yes, Davey. I've known him for years. We did The Emperor's New Groove together. Then we did, we had some fun working together on Rules of Engagement. And so I love Davey. He's always made me laugh. I'm a fan, and that's fun to work with him.
Do you make him laugh?
Well, he makes me laugh. I think I just make him nervous, you know, because, you know, the little princess comes up to, I like to intimidate him a little bit.
Yeah, you are a big guy, but he's a small guy.
he's small but bigger than life. we have fun. Our lives are so different, you know. And, I've been married for 24 years. I got 4 kids. He's kind of a spoiled brat. He takes young supermodels and flies around in private jets. That while I'm sitting in coach. Anytime I'm ever waiting in line at Verizon or somewhere to get a new phone for an hour, I think, you know what? David's not doing this. He's got his people that do this for him.
Different lifestyles,
Different lifestyles, yeah. It makes me angry. Is that coming through? Mike, is that coming through?
A little bit of negativity towards him, yes.
A little, yeah.
And this is going to get back to him, you know.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
So now the critics, I'm sure, are just going to love Joe Dirt 2 as they did the original.
I'm sure the critics will love that. I'm sure the critics will love Ted 2. You know, it's just... It's too easy to take shots at movies that have sophomoric humor. You know, I think the critics sometimes forget what this is. You know, it's not Out of Africa. You know, I don't know.
That'll be your next sequel. You and David Spade doing Out of Africa.
Well, I think you know we could bring something special to that. Yeah.
Now you're also in Ted 2, just like you were in Ted 1.
Yep, and that's it's a wild ride. Just went to the premiere 2 nights ago, and it was a lot of fun. It's just, I think the fans will be pleased with this one. And it's not just, they didn't rehash the first one. They did a whole new story, so, but it's fun. There's some great stuff in it.
Yeah, didn't the critics just label Seth MacFarlane a genius?
Well, if they did... He's deservingly so.
Well, he's amazing, yeah. Especially all the voices he can do. My God.
Yeah, I love working with Seth. That was it was great that I got for me personally that opportunity years ago to work with Seth, and it's been fun to watch his career evolve. You know, because back when I first started working with him, he was just kind of like a cartoon geek. You know, and now he's this suave crooner. He does it all. He composes music, sings with the big bands, and he's making fantastic movies and dating some of Hollywood's most beautiful women. That's Seth MacFarlane.
You sound very envious of your co-stars.
I'm not. I actually have. I have the most amazing bride in all the world, and she actually improves with age. She's quite beautiful, and she's also the greatest mom in the world, and I'm actually very thankful to have the life that I do. It's just funny because I live in a house with 10 people and 4 dogs, and and most of the guys I work with, are still out running around as, single, 50-year-old men. So in a way, I'm really not envy.
Well, you have the best job of all. You got to be dad to 4 kids. You must have had a great Father's Day.
Oh, always. And they're the 4 most amazing kids in the world. My son, Talon, is 22. He's 6'5", and he's like built like a monster, but he's got a heart of gold. And just an amazing young man. My daughter Lexi's going to be 21 this July, and she's beautiful and bright and smart and talented and thoughtful. She's so evolved. Like my son Shane is amazing. He's 17. He wants to go to Annapolis. He wants to be in the Navy. My son Gabriel's 14, and they're all. He's awesome, and he's just a stunningly beautiful child. He looks like Leif Garrett as a child. No, yeah, before the heroin and the drugs. I love it, and I love my family. I love where we are. We're out in Ventura County, and everybody's on, horse properties, and we're surrounded by orange groves and avocados. We're 15 minutes from the beach. It's beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Life is good. And I try to explain to people who aren't dads what a terrific role that is for people to play. It's just an amazing thing. I have 3 of my own, so I know what you're talking about. But it really does change your life once you have kids and then watch them grow.
It really does. And you can't imagine life ever. They really are the only important thing in your life, too. Outside of your relationship. But it is everything. It's about the health and well-being of your children. And as long as that's good, everything else is good. And if that's not, nothing else matters. It's just that's the way it is.
Terrific. And I just saw you in Larry Gay.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Larry Gay, renegade male flight attendant.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, we had Mr. Feuerstein on the show, and he was talking about it. So I bought it on, on demand on my cable system. And I laughed. Some of it was just so funny. And, of course, you were right in the middle of it as the pilot.
Yeah. Once again, playing the jerk. Yes.
Now, when you were doing Seinfeld, you had all those scenes with Elaine. Did you realize at that time how good she was? Because she's gone on to be like a superstar on all these different series.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's brilliant, and but everybody in that cast was. And it was the sixth season when I did my first episode. You know, my wife and I had already, we watched that show religiously. That was our favorite show. So when I got the opportunity to be on that show, I was beside myself. And every day I got invited back and got to step on, walk on stage 9 at CBS Radford over there, I knew that I was blessed. And the whole cast was just very sweet and gracious and generous. I knew from day one what a great opportunity it was to get to work with Julia and also the rest of that cast.
We love you as Putty, but of course you've moved on. You're doing Joe Dirt 2, you're doing Ted 2, and you got a great family, so life is good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care.
With actor Patrick Warburton, one of my personal favorites, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.